Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'll set this up, and we'll see if how many people call in.
Okay.
And then maybe we'll take a break and really get into it the way we need to get into it. Because there's a lot of opinions on this.
Lots.
Now, with everything going on in the world right now, what do you think the most polarizing topic of the weekend was? What were people talking about more than anything?
End of the world.
Right.
Kylie Jenner is pregnant.
That bitch. No, really? Is she?
Yeah, she's.
Good for her. I didn't mean to call her that. I was wrong. I apologize.
Okay.
She's going to name that baby Pepsi. I don't understand. It's not the end of the world, right?
Nope, we're still
here. We survived it.
I know. And I want to talk about that tonight. We might have to push that back till tomorrow because there has been a new date set for the apocalypse
Ooh,
party.
This year or next?
Oh, it's coming.
He's a backpedaling bitch.
Well, I wouldn't call him names, all right? The guy was just wrong about his dates, dude. It happens. The Mayans were wrong. Nobody's calling them bitches.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. So that wasn't the main story. It had to be North Korea, right? Like Kim Jong-un came out.
One would think.
He came out and said it.
Declaration of war.
Well, that's racist the way you said it.
That was rude and uncalled for, white person.
I cannot support that narrative at all. I really can't. He said that the president saying that they won't be around for a while is a declaration of war, which is just that little dude talking more smack.
Rocket Man.
I'm not going to call him Rocket Man. That's just... Look, he's the leader of a country. You have to respect that, right?
Do you?
Can't just go calling people names.
It's 2017, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like they were going to do it anyways.
What would you call the Prime Minister of England?
What would I call him?
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
That was for her!
I was okay. She wasn't
you
picking up on it.
You C-blocking Harry Potter taker.
I was pausing for dramatic effect.
Yeah!
I'm sorry.
God damn it, Ryan.
I'm sorry.
It's not your first day.
I don't even... say it anymore.
I know.
So sorry.
It. Ugh, nerd. 727-579-1025 800-771-1025. No, of course, the biggest story that everybody had to care so much about was the national anthem protest for the NFL games.
Okay, can I just ask a question here?
Okay.
Why would you take a knee when you could just take an ass? I mean, you could just sit down.
Some people did.
It's so nice. Look, like, this is... this isn't fun at all, right here where I'm at.
Why are you down on your knees?
But this
look, I told you, you did not have to do that.
It's way more comfortable.
Oh, now she's on
the floor. Yeah, it's so nice here.
Yeah, they can't see you on Bone TV. You're down there.
It's so nice on the floor on your ass cheeks.
I like that a lot. Now I know how it is when they have Brad. What's his face in here? No, get up. What are you doing?
I'm protesting the show.
Don't protest this show. Don't do it. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I'm really confused by this whole thing. Like, I'm very confused and baffled by the outrage of this whole thing. And I don't know why people are letting it affect them as much as they are. People are really, really super pissed off.
Mad.
Like, really mad. Like social media, it's unbelievable. Like, I have probably a couple hundred of my Facebook friends that are... really upset.
On which way mostly?
They're really no. The only
they're upset about them kneeling.
Yeah.
Or are they upset that people are upset about them kneeling?
No. I don't see a lot of people upset about people upset. I see people, you know, that are on one side or the other making their point. I'm just confused why people are upset.
Because they think it's disrespectful.
I don't know why though. That's the part that confuses me. And I get it. Like, I don't take pleasure from seeing somebody kneel during a national anthem, but at the same time...
I'm glad you don't pleasure yourself during that.
I would never do that. That's odd. But at the same time, I understand what this country is founded on. I understand what the First Amendment is. I understand that we're like one of the only free, real free countries in the world that you can say and do and protest as you will without the government regulating
sure.
That.
Sure. I think the... most of the argument isn't over if they should be penalized or not, or if they should be jailed or not. I think it's more just like it's disrespectful to slap it in the face to the people who are providing you with an audience for you to make millions of dollars playing this game.
Their paycheck shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter, because what if it was somebody that was a landscaper and they took a knee during a national anthem? Would it not matter?
No, well, it would matter less because those people aren't as on a large of a platform.
It doesn't matter less.
Listen, it doesn't matter to me. Listen, I don't care. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I don't care what these people do. They can sit on their ass, sit on their face, sit on somebody else's face or ass. I don't care.
But my point is, and I see people posting this, these privileged millionaires, they're Americans just like the person that works at McDonald's. It doesn't matter.
Here's the other thing. Maybe a year ago, they weren't a millionaire. Maybe 2 years ago, they were flipping burgers in a restaurant.
But
you know,
this is one of those countries where, and although it you know, obviously isn't true, but your status shouldn't matter when it comes to your rights.
This is very true.
It really shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
You shouldn't get treated differently from your paycheck. And at the same time, you shouldn't be expected to surrender rights because of your paycheck. And look, I'm not saying it's a good look to kneel during the anthem.
It's creating a divisive environment for the entire team.
It's you know what it is?
Yeah.
It's making people take notice to a cause. And guess what? It shouldn't really... It's a peaceful protest.
Listen, they can protest all day. I don't care. I don't think it's... it is disrespectful.
I don't think it is.
I think that it is... I forgot my second point. They could protest in a more constructive way, I feel.
Why? No. You can't tell somebody how to protest.
I'm not telling them how to protest. I'm just saying that if they wanted to make a difference... What has changed since they've taken a knee? They've just pissed people off?
People are talking about it.
Yeah.
Great. What is getting done? What is getting done? Show me.
Well,
are people getting shot less by police? Are more jobs created? Like, what's going on? What change is happening if you're protesting?
It's not going to happen overnight, Anna. They're trying to create something here. They're trying to make awareness. Nothing happened overnight. Martin Luther King didn't just write a memo and then all of a sudden there was equal rights.
Why aren't they protesting black on black crime? Why aren't they protesting that? It's only police brutality?
How do you know what they're protesting?
They don't even know what they're protesting? They've said it. They've said that it is institutionalized.
Number one, who's they?
Colin Kaepernick. He's the one that started it. He said it's institutionalized systematic racism.
Everybody has their own protest. There's hundreds of people protesting.
You don't even know what they're protesting over?
A year ago, Colin Kaepernick's principle was police brutality and all that stuff.
Didn't he have the little piggy socks?
Let me tell you something. Yes, he wore a Fidel Castro shirt in Miami.
I came out and
he's wearing Fidel Castro?
In Miami, he wore a Fidel Castro shirt.
Do you know how much the Cubans in Miami hate Fidel Castro?
Yeah.
Do you know how much they celebrated when he died because he's a piece of S?
I came out and protested that myself on the air because I didn't believe he was doing it for the right reasons when he did it.
Yeah.
And I still think that he did it as a look at me kind of situation at the time. But I believe, you know, whether he knew it or not, it actually did spark a little bit and made people open up their eyes a little bit. And then he started doing the right thing after the awareness was made, started actually doing things in the community and donating money.
He doesn't have a job.
That's why people give money away, because they don't have a job. That doesn't make a lot of sense. And the fact is, he should have a job. He's better than a lot of quarterbacks out there.
I don't know if he's better or not. All I know is he's not playing anymore. That's all I know.
Yeah, which is a little ridiculous.
I was told that he walked away from that contract, not that they let him go.
You can be told anything. I can tell you that ice cream's made on the moon.
Sure, I'm just saying from my resources, that's what I learned.
Okay. Well, either way, I know he's been trying to get a job, and it didn't work out. He almost got a job with the Ravens. It looked like he was going to get
Seahawks.
It. And it didn't work out. So... whatever. I don't really care about that either. I care that this is such an issue, because it shouldn't affect people. If this protest means nothing to you, then don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Watch your football game and don't worry about the national anthem part. By the way, the national anthem hasn't even been played in football games for a long time. It's been like less than a decade that they've even been doing this whole ceremony. And also, did you know that the NFL charged the military to have the flyovers and the national anthem and all that? It's a big money-making thing. Nobody looks at that either. So there's a lot to be considered here. And the bottom line is, the real bottom line is, if you're protesting somebody exercising their constitutional rights, then how American are you being? At the end of the day, They have the right to do it, and they've made it very clear. The folks that I've heard interviewed, not one person said F America and F the troops and F the guys that died fighting for our rights. They've all said the exact opposite. This isn't about the military. This is about inequality. This is about raising awareness for police brutality. And the yesterday, it was all about
Trump.
A big F you to the commander-in-chief who's tweeting out about it and who's talking about it.
I'm not for anybody on this side.
There's really, you think our president should be worried about people kneeling during a football game when we got,
I agree with you,
we got so many bigger things going on in the country.
I completely
agree. And he's a goddamn 12-year-old.
I know, he's a child.
On Twitter. It's embarrassing. I think
both sides, I don't want to say are wrong, but I disagree with both sides.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, listen, I'm as atheist as you can get, but I'm not going to go to a church while they're praying to God, stand up, and just give the priest, like, two birds. Like,
they're not giving birds. They're taking a knee.
Listen, symbolically, it's considered the same
thing.
But
technically, what Anna's saying is she would have just as much of a right of flicking the priest off into church as these guys do taking a knee.
Absolutely. No one is taking away that right. I'm just saying it's disrespectful.
You go into
a
church, you're on private property, you can't go flipping people off.
Well, this is a private enterprise. They can get fired for stuff like that. If the NFL wanted to fire them, they could.
But they don't, because the NFL says they have the right to protest.
Sure, that's fine. Exactly. And it's a private enterprise. No one is putting them behind bars, but if the NFL wanted to, they could fire them if they wanted to.
My point is, if you're offended by it, you're allowing yourself to be offended by it.
Absolutely.
And it's your fault you're offended by it. There's things that people do all the time that I find offensive, but I don't let it bother me.
You don't get offended by it.
No.
That's exactly how I feel about this.
I don't care
about football. That's what I've been trying to tell you guys this entire time I've been on the show. I don't care about sports. I don't care about football.
Right.
I don't care what these players think. They don't know anything for the most part.
They
don't know anything.
What do you mean they don't know anything?
They're athletes. They're not politicians. They're not philosophers.
How do you know they're not smart?
I didn't say they weren't smart.
How do you know they don't know anything?
I didn't say they weren't smart. I'm just saying that I'm going to take their opinion as a grain of salt, like I would take anybody else's opinion.
You just said they don't know anything.
I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean, don't put words in my mouth.
You said those
don't
words.
Don't put words in my mouth.
You said they don't know anything.
I'm just saying that they're not politicians. They're not philosophers. They're not economists.
How do you know?
They're football players.
You don't know
there's
that.
There's a lot of guys with
the
advanced
Bucks
degrees,
have Ivy
too.
League graduates
That's
on
fine.
Their team.
That's fine. That's fine. They can have their opinions, but I don't have. They're not experts to me. I don't consider them to be experts in what they do, except play football.
Who cares if they're experts? That's my point. My point is, they're not affecting your life. Are they walking in here and slapping the tea out of your hand while we're on air?
It's coffee.
Are they going to your fake apartment that everybody knows you really don't have because you're homeless and messing with your roommate?
I think you're missing my point. I'm not saying that they shouldn't be allowed to. I'm not saying it's against their right. All I'm saying is that I can see how it's disrespectful. That's all I'm saying.
Do you think they have the right to do it?
Yeah. As much as they want, I do not care.
Do you think it's disrespectful enough to be the top story?
No, absolutely not. We have way more important things to care about.
Yeah. Ian Beckel says it best. He says it many times on his show.
Ass kisser.
Who got hurt? No, and he's right. It's a very valid point. And in so many words, there are other people that feel the same way. Who got hurt? Who got physically hurt by people?
You know who's hurt right now? People in Houston, people in Key West, 3 million people in Puerto Rico that still don't have electricity or communication or anything else, and we're worried about goddamn athletes taking knees. What are we doing? It's time for everybody to wake up, whether you're pissed off and you're this big, staunch patriot. I get it. I love this country, too. But there's bigger issues. For us to be wasting our time and our breath and our anger, for God's sakes, over something like this, calm it down. I have family in the military, too. I have an uncle that died in Vietnam. I understand. But you know what? He died for what our country stands for. And I guarantee you, if my Uncle Lee was here today, I guarantee you he would totally understand if somebody wanted to protest, because he fought for that. And he would understand that goddamn DeSean Jackson isn't saying, screw you, Lee Ballard. He's not saying it to him. It's not about that. None of these guys are saying F you to the troops. I promise you that. So
how do you know? You just said you don't know what they're protesting.
Everyone I've heard has said.
You just said you didn't know what they were protesting. Now you're deciding this is what they're protesting, this is what they're not protesting. You don't know what they're doing.
A lot of them are protesting based on what Kaepernick started. Right. There are a lot
Nobody
of them are protesting
knows.
The president.
They're not even talking about it. I think most of it was just an F you to Trump yesterday. Obviously.
And it should have been. It yeah. should have been.
Obviously.
It should have been. I almost watched the whole game on my knee because of him calling players sons of bitches. Wow! Way to sound like a politician, like somebody that's running the country, the you know, the most powerful man in the world, and you're in a speech in Alabama telling owners to fire people when you have so many pressing issues out there. It's just crazy. I'm scared for our country. There, I said it.
I agree. It should not be the number one topic of conversation, but unfortunately, it is.
Doug, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Hi. Yeah, I completely agree with you that.
Which one?
You know, they have the right to...
Oh.
Probably the one with his name on the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, that you have... Yeah, Johnny. That you have the right to, you know, protest in any way. I do see where it can be disrespectful. My uncle, who mm-hmm. is a retired military, says that it's disrespectful. But I also see, you know, the point where it says it's not. But what I'm wanting to stop is, why is this a big topic of conversation? The more we fuel it, the more they're going to, you know, get more news coverage. And I just think it needs to be squashed. And the only way to do that is if we all stop talking about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Unfortunately, it's not going to happen, especially in the social media era. I mean, yeah, in a perfect world, that's exactly what we would all like and prefer. It's just not going to happen.
No, I completely agree. I just wanted to weigh my two cents in about that.
All right. Appreciate it, Doug.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, buddy. Here's an example I made today, too, talking to somebody else. Juggalos. Do you like them?
I'm
like
indifferent.
The Insane Clown Posse?
Yeah, they're fans of Juggalos.
I'm indifferent.
I mean,
do I like it? No, I don't like
them. They look like complete morons, right?
They're very scary.
Yeah.
I don't like them. They're also from Michigan.
Do they affect you?
I don't like Faygo.
I don't either, but it doesn't bother me ever.
Mm-mm.
Like if I saw some Juggalos in the mall, I would go, oh, look at them. And that would be it.
I mean, unless they were throwing like emptied out watermelons full of human feces like they did to Tila Tequila.
Oh, well.
At one of the, what is it, magical gatherings?
I have no idea. But I'm
gathering
saying.
Gathering of the Juggalos.
Things that I find offensive, I don't let affect me at all. And I also look at motive and I look at, you know, why people are doing certain things. I don't think most of these guys are doing it to be douchebags. I really don't. And I really thought Colin Kaepernick was, and I still do sometimes, when it all started off. But I really think that for the president to come out and say that they should be fired for doing this is as anti-American as you can be, because they are doing nothing but exercising their constitutional rights. And if anybody should know the Constitution, it's the president. And for him to say they should be fired for that, that's leaning a little more towards what we're not supposed to be than what we're supposed to be.
Well, he's calling for them to be fired, not for them to be put in jail. But I understand. Listen, yeah. I don't agree with his comments at all, but I understand it could be worse.
Jesus Christ. Danny, what's up?
Hey, guys. So, I mean, 13 years in the Army so far, and I get what they're doing.
Thanks for your service, Danny.
Appreciate it, man. I really don't agree with it, but I understand what they're doing, and I'm okay with it. You know, they have that right. They have that ability.
Right.
But I think if they're going to do it, maybe they should back it up with trying to fix it, sit on committees,
right.
Donate to the services to help. And I agree. They're not really protesting black-on-black crime.
No.
All they're focused on is shootings of cops versus black men, which is way statistically, according to the FBI, below anyone else.
Well, there has been protest and things done with black on black crime. Hell, there was a song back in the 80s called Self Destruction by all the rappers. They all got together and it was all about black on black
crime.
Where
are they now?
You're heading for self destruction. What? I remember that song. It was very, very good. Danny, once again, thanks for your service and thanks for your call. I think you and I feel we're about 98% on the same page, buddy. So I appreciate you.
There you go.
Yep. Later, buddy. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Speech impediment, John. What's up, pal?
What's going on, brother? How are you?
I am dandy. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. The one thing that everybody seems to be overlooking, that it's in their contract. They are required to stand for the national anthem on the sideline.
Not true.
It is in their contract.
It's in the NBA contract, not the NFL contract.
No, sir. It is in the NFL contract because they can lose draft picks and everything. Yeah, I promise you.
I know a woman that's a
good
noted,
for you.
I know a woman that's a noted Twitter troll actually created something that she was trying to be to make as actual news uh-huh. that has actually been debunked by Snopes.
Uh-huh.
And she put out there that it was put in their contracts and it's in not. The NFL that they are by law of the NFL required to do that, and Snopes debunked it.
Yeah.
It's not by law, but the thing is
no, the only thing they have in their contract, John, is they have to talk to the press. They could be fined if they don't talk to the press
yes.
after games, because Marshawn Lynch made that well known. But as far as standing up, they don't have to. There was actually a 1941, there was a Supreme Court ruling saying that you cannot be forced to stand and salute the flag or participate in the national anthem if you don't want to, because once again, it goes against what the Constitution is all about, and that is the freedom to express yourself or protest in any way you want to, as long as it's peaceful. The NBA has a rule, but it's more of a suggestion. They don't even have it in the rules that you'll be fined. They just say that they expect their players to stand and show respect during the national anthem, but that's really the only league that has anything written about the national anthem.
All right, well, then that's my bad. Because
you got some bad Facebook crap, buddy. It happens.
No. I've heard it through multiple different sources, far from Facebook. My bad.
Hey.
Maybe they had gotten it from there and sent it to me. And, I mean, I heard it on frickin' Rush Limbaugh, for God's sake.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. Well, there you go.
Thanks.
There you go. Okay, buddy.
Hey, love you guys.
Love you too, pal.
Thanks,
Jesus
buddy.
Christ.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.